Pia.
Good evening, faithful listeners. It's often said that a vice is nothing more than a virtue unchained by moderation. Wine, woman, and song are a delight unless you're trapped in the company of a tone-deaf, drunken lecher. The poets pipe sweet songs of love, but if romance and desire didn't live cheek by jowl with obsession, jealousy, and tragedy, the poets would have fallen silent millennia ago. Rather gloomy thoughts for what's been a divine spring week up here in the freshly minted super city, but even the triumph of the so-called Tea Party movement in the American midterm elections couldn't harsh my mellow for too long. I did that all by myself, and got a sharp reminder why we should resist affecting too much unfounded superiority over those damn crazy Yanks. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court quashed James Lewis Mason's conviction for assaulting his son, a high-profile case that turned him into the poster boy for the rather unsavoury coalition opposing the so-called anti-smacking bill. And being the fool that I am, my immediate reaction was to post this unspeakably foolish and vile brain fart to Twitter. Makes me want to punch Chief Justice Shaun Elias in the face, but that's not cool. Damn right that wasn't cool, numbnuts. Apart from the obvious stupidity, the Supreme Court quashed Mason's conviction on very limited technical grounds that regarded a misdirection by the trial judge. They weren't declaring open season for child-beating scum, a wee matter of fact that was promptly brought to my attention. I'd fallen into the same trap all rageaholics do, going for the instant buzz and not thinking about the consequences. Now, anger and righteous indignation does have its place. There's certainly plenty in the world to be angry about. And also a good head of rage feels good. All that lovely adrenaline turning your incoherent ranting into Churchillian eloquence. Then again, I used to feel the same way after a G&T, or six. It was the next morning that got ugly. Nothing ever changes, not for real. And more often than not, you haven't even puked your bile over the person you're really angry at. Shaun Elias wasn't all over the media on Wednesday night playing the victim, acting as if assaulting her child was no big deal. The Supreme Court hasn't exhibited the utter mendacity of smacking advocates like Larry Baldock and Bob McCoskrie. I wouldn't cross the road to pee on Mason if his head was on fire, but he had grounds to appeal, exercised his legal rights, and was successful. I've spent a lot of time on the show denouncing incivility, hypocrisy, and outright stupidity in politics and the media. I didn't live up to my own standards this week, and I owe Shaun Elias an apology. She has it. My name is Craig Runapier. I'm a rageaholic, and I've been sober for 4 days.